Welcome to The Wave, Seattle Wave Radio.
Welcome to Northwest Prime, bringing Seattle to the world and the world to Seattle. I'm your host, Lori Ness, a soldier on the front line of the mainstream. You can listen to this and other shows at northwestprime.com. And be sure to stay with Seattle Wave Radio 24/7, 365 for more great music and interviews. We're starting a movement of kindness, and we want you to join us. Let's get this show started.
Stephanie Ann Johnson is a singer-songwriter from Tacoma, Washington, who turned chairs and ended up on Team Christina in this season's The Voice. During the battle rounds, though, Stephanie was stolen by Team CeeLo. And just a few nights ago, Stephanie's journey on The Voice live shows came to an end, but her musical journey continues on, and Stephanie joins us today, and we're thrilled to have her. We were big, big Team Stephanie over here. So congrats, Stephanie, on a great job. Well done.
Thank you so much.
So when you signed up for The Voice, you must have had expectations going in. Did it exceed your expectations, or were you disappointed at all, or is it what you thought it would be?
Well, I did have expectations because I expect the best from myself. I train really hard vocally. I've done some pretty great things and a lot of traveling in kind of a relatively short amount of time, and I'm not looking to stop anytime soon. So I can't say that I wasn't upset when I was let go from my team, but I'm not the kind of person that's just going to sit and let that that one moment of my life, rule or control the rest of my path in life. I'm really just looking forward to whatever the next thing might be.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm sure you're still processing it all because it's just been really literally a few days since that happened. So I'm sure you're still processing it all. But here in the Seattle area, we have a lot of singer-songwriters like yourself who have been on The Voice and The X Factor, and they've had fantastic careers after. And I'm sure being in the music community here in the Seattle area, you know a lot of those people, and things have worked out really good for them post, TV show.
Yeah, one of my favorite things about this area is that there's so much support for live music. There's so much support for, the hometown boy or girl, as the case may be. So I'm pretty excited to see what happens.
Mm-hmm. Are you going to continue to watch The Voice, even though now that you're not on it?
Of course. I have a lot of good friends that are still in the competition, and I'm really, really excited to see how it all turns out for them. So, of course, I will definitely be watching The Voice.
So who are you kind of rooting for? Do you have a couple people that you're really pulling for?
Well, I really love Tess Anshin. I think she's a really wonderful girl. But I got to say, I think the winner's going to come from Team Christina. So I'd keep watching Josh Logan and Matt Schuler and Jackie Lee. I think they're all very, very exciting performers. So I'm thinking that the winner is going to be one of those three. That's my pick.
What do you think the contestants are going through today?
Usually what happens after a live show is you do a lot of press. There's a lot of time when those performers will be talking to people just like you and answering a lot of questions and trying to be, poised under pressure.
Was that good experience for you going through that?
I think it was a good experience for me to go through what it's like to take an interview, learning the kinds of things that you want to say in an interview, learning the kind of poise you need to have when all of the cameras are on you, learning how to just breathe and get through the stress and still, you know, be yourself. It's been a very interesting learning experience for me. I really did learn quite a lot.
I would imagine so, because that's an abnormal kind of experience. So it's not an experience that you would get in just every day-to-day living, I would assume.
No, it's not the kind of experience you get in everyday living. But then again, I haven't really been around everyday living for a little while. Living on a cruise ship, you're kind of out of time and space. But I think it was another experience that I learned a lot about being a musician. I learned a lot about being in the public eye. So, you know, now it's just, you know, forward on to the next thing, which is my YouTube channel. It's going to be called the Weekly Cover. And every week I'm going to do a brand new cover and a little bit of talking, telling you about my life, my travels, my family. There might be a new album in the works. I'm not entirely sure about that. But I'm really hoping that folks will, you know, tune in and check on me when they can.
Well, people can stay up with you, too, at your website. You have a really great website, which is SAJ for Stephanie Ann Johnson, sajmusic.com, and you're really good about keeping everybody posted. You blog on there. You have links to your music. You're keeping up with your grandmother, and everybody wanted me to ask how your grandmother's doing after her surgery.
My grandmother is doing really, really well. After a cornea transplant, I've been informed that there will be a few weeks of recovery while we wait to see if her sight returns, which we're all hoping that it will. So right now she's just at home taking a lot of medication and using a lot of eye drops.
Yeah, I would imagine so. Well, wish her well from all of us as well. You had really great press that was written about you in Rolling Stone, LA Times. It's just amazing how many people now know your name and know about Stephanie Ann Johnson and your music.
Yeah, it's pretty humbling when you have publications such as Entertainment Weekly and Rolling Stone writing about me. It's pretty humbling that these great publications would choose to write about me and my journey and my career and how I put the rest of my life together, my life performing.
As you look back on your experience on The Voice, would you do it over again?
I would definitely do it over again. I like to think that I live a life that has very, you know, few regrets. So honestly, like, this experience was similar to when I went skydiving. I went skydiving in Aruba about a year and a half ago. And the things that I learned during that 5 minutes, I wouldn't trade for anything else, but I was terrified the whole time. And being on national television with 15 million viewers, it's a similar experience. I was terrified the whole time, but I definitely learned a lot, and the view from the top was pretty amazing.
I would imagine so. I would imagine so. What was a typical day like? Did you have a roommate that you had, or did you guys live in a house, or did you live in a hotel, or what was your experience like day to day like?
Well, we all were living together. I can't tell you exactly where we were, but all of the members of the Voice were living together in the same sort of similar enclosed space. I did have a roommate for a while. I was rooming with Kat Robichaux. She's a really wonderful girl. She has big dreams for herself, and she sees herself as a larger-than-life performer and presence, and I think she showed that on The Voice.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Are there people that you're going to keep in contact with and make plans with after The Voice?
You know, I'm not really sure. I do have a couple phone numbers of some friends that I meet down there. Olivia Hinkin and I did some hanging out. And there at the end, the five of us there on Team Christina, we really did bond, I think. And Matt Schuler, having experience as a person who plays team sports, he plays rugby, was kind of instrumental in helping us kind of come together. So hopefully I'll be hearing from former members of Team Christina. Hopefully that will happen.
But, do you see yourself as a member of Team Christina or Team CeeLo or both?
I tend to see myself as both. I feel like on Team Christina I learned a lot about carriage and poise and speaking in public and trying to be charming. I think I learned some of that from Christina. But I feel like I learned about groove and feel and style and aesthetic also from CeeLo. So I'd like to think that I take the best parts of both of those learning experiences forward with me in my career.
Mm-hmm. What was Carson Daly like? Did you get to spend any time with him? He seems like he's a nice guy.
I need to tell you that, like, every time I was around Carson Daly, I was just really starstruck and silly because I spent so much of my childhood listening to that guy on MTV tell me which music I should be interested in. So there was no, you know, like, there was no, like, we never had cocktails. There was never a meal. It was always just me staring at him, being kind of a fangirl about it.
Speaking of fangirl, he looks to me like he would smell really good. You know, he just looks like someone who would just smell good. That's what I think of Carson Daly.
Huh? I won't comment on his smell, but I will say that he is a nice guy. I think he's a nice guy. He was always polite to us.
Did you have any other contact with any of the other judges at all, like Blake or Adam? If you're not on your team, do you still have any contact with them?
You know, the thing about being on The Voice is that you have contact with a lot of people. You have contact with crew members. You have contact with bands, some musicians. You have contact with their backup singers. You have contact with a lot of the producers. And occasionally, yeah, you'll see Blake Shelton in the hallway or you'll run into Adam on the red carpet and have 2 seconds to see if he'll take a selfie with you. Famously, Jackie Lee pulled that off and got 3,000 likes on Instagram. it's possible. You can run into these people.
Do they have handlers with you? Are they kind of controlling most of your time when you're a contestant?
You know, it's not as much as that. You just have to, usually just have to keep your phone on you so that, you can find out, you know, if there's a change in the schedule or do you need to go to wardrobe this day instead of that day or, it's different stuff like that. It's mostly just being able to be contacted.
Mm-hmm. I think wardrobe would be one of my favorite things because I've always wished that I would have somebody who, you know, like a stylist who could tell me, like, what looked good on me, what colors look good on me. And you guys had a stylist, didn't you?
Yeah, we were working with Erin is the head of their style department down there. You do have some pretty awesome stylists at your disposal there. Also, the Voice Glam, hashtag Voice Glam, the hair and makeup department down there is a scream. They are unbelievable. They won an Emmy along with the show winning an Emmy this year. So it's pretty amazing people that you work with down there.
Yeah, I would imagine so. What advice would you have for anybody who's thinking about maybe going this route and auditioning for The Voice in the future?
The advice to somebody that I would give auditioning for The Voice is the same advice I would give somebody auditioning higher education or any theater companies in the area, what you want to have when you audition for anything is, number one, a firm grasp of who you are. Number two, a firm grasp of what you want. And number three, a firm grasp of your courage. You've got to have a lot of courage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you're going to be in front of a lot of people live, and the show has to go on, and you can't get stage fright or anything. I mean, you have to get out there and do your thing.
It's true. You have to be you. You have to be yourself, and you have to believe in yourself too.
Now, are you on standby at all for The Voice? Are you going to be going back as the show? You know, will we see you? As the show kind of comes to its finale, will they have you back?
In past seasons, they have had the full top 20 of The Voice come back to do the finale. I'm not sure if that'll happen this time. I hope it will. We'll see.
Mm-hmm. So you're just kind of waiting, in waiting mode then.
Well, you know, I'm still working. I'm still chipping away because I love to stay in practice, and I love to find new opportunities. But yeah, we'll see what happens with The Voice.
Mm-hmm. And again, people can keep up with your, you know, activities and where you're going to be performing and what's going on with you at your website. We have it up on our website as well, sajmusic.com. We're taping this, and we are live right now, but it'll rerun for a while. But in case someone's listening and it's not today, it's Veterans Day, and I wanted to give out a shout-out to your grandmother, who's a veteran.
My grandmother actually was a civilian, but she worked with the McCord Air Force Base in the mess hall for 35 years. She fed and listened to and helped raise a lot of 18, 19, and 20-year-old young men away from home for the first time. She fed their spirits. She fed their bodies. And she really gave a lot to our men and women in the armed forces. So it's pretty wonderful. Thank you for mentioning that.
Oh, no problem. You know, there are so many people that give a service that are unsung heroes in the world, and it's stuff like that with your grandmother being in those mess halls, because they're all, you know, all those service members are coming through there, all those young men and women are hungry and scared a lot of times, and it's great when they have people who care about them who are in there with them. So 35 years of service. Well, congratulations to her.
Thank you. I'll tell you said so.
Well, and of course, we wish her a speedy recovery. We're going to play Georgia On My Mind. This song received so much praise. You did such a wonderful job on this. And can you tell everyone how important it is for people to vote for their artists? Because, you know, we slack off a lot of times, and then great performers like you don't make it to the end because, you know, we're not voting. But can you just, again, remind everyone how the, you know, voting process is important?
It is really important to vote for your favorites. It is really important to voice your opinion and to vote not only for television shows, but also when there are elections going on. But for shows like The Voice, what you want to focus on for voting is get to that iTunes. Vote with your dollar. Download the song. Tell others to do the same. That's a really good way to show people at the top what you might want.
Did you guys get a daily count, or did you know how you guys were doing maybe in the iTunes voting at all? Were you guys keeping up with that?
None of that information I'll say it this way. Those of us participating in the top 20, when we went on stage that evening, we had no idea what was going to happen.
Mm-hmm. You know, one more thing that came to mind. You didn't have any idea. I wanted to ask you, though, about when CeeLo stole you, because your name wasn't even out of Carson's mouth hardly before CeeLo stole you. And I wanted to just see what your reaction and what you were feeling at that time when that happened.
That was a pretty crazy feeling. because I, you know, was standing next to Carson Daly, and he was talking about how I was going to be heading home, and he was saying my name, and then the button was pressed. I was overjoyed. I was over the moon. I was so excited. I, like, ran off stage directly to give CeeLo Green a hug. It was pretty amazing stuff.
Well, we were all really happy for you when that happened, and I wanted to make sure that I brought that up because it looked like you were happy, and we were happy, and so I just wanted to make sure that, you know, that you were feeling as good as it looked like you did, and it's obvious that you were. And so it's super important to vote, people. The Voices really counts on your iTunes downloads. I downloaded Georgia On My Mind for Stephanie. I love it. I will have it forever. Even though she's not on the show, I will forever have that in my playlist, and I'm going to download more of Stephanie Johnson's music. And again, you can follow her at sajmusic.com. Stephanie, before we go, do you want to set up Georgia On My Mind, and we're going to play out to that.
Okay. Well, my name is Stephanie Ann Johnson, and the song you're about to hear is Georgia On My Mind.
All right. Thank you very much, Stephanie.
This is Larry Russ, former keyboardist and vocalist for the classic rock band Iron Butterfly. I'm hanging out rocking with Seattle Wave Radio.